Okay. So, alluding should be in Tzchus. Miriam Devora, Bas HaRav Shmuel. She should be a male teacher, Bez Hashem, for us and for all Chai Yisrael. Also, first time for Abba Moshe, Ben Shana Rachel. Baruch Tzvi, Baruch Gabaski, Bistof Shal Chol Yisrael. I hope I made enough copies. The copier machine was giving me quite the ride a few, couple hours ago, so I apologize. Okay. Here we go. We haven't learned in a few weeks, so let's go. We're on Mishnah Tezvav, page 2. Shammai Omer, Shammai says, Asei Torah Schakeva, you should make your Torah permanent, and more ma'at v'asei arbe, you should say little and do a lot, and mekabos kol adam v'sever panam yofos. And you should reach and you should greet everyone with a warm smile, to say the least. So this Mishnah happens to be jam-packed. We're going to try to dissect, you know, each part of the Mishnah and try to come out with the Yesod, maybe and try to connect it a little bit to the Parsha and to Shovim as well. So just to start off with the beginning, Asei Torah Schakeva, says the Pri Chaim of Zlotchev, you don't have it on your sheets, the Pri Chaim of Zlotchev, he says, it doesn't say Asei Talmud Soros Chakeva, it says Asei Soros Chakeva, you should make your Torah Keva. It doesn't say you should make your Torah study Keva, it says you should make your Torah Keva. Implying what? Implying it's not, the Mishnah is not talking about making your Torah study your permanent thing. It's talking about making your Torah permanent. And what does that mean? Says the Pri Chaim of Zlotchev. He says that throughout your life, when you wake up in the morning until you go to sleep, there's something called halacha. There's something called following the Torah. Something we can do, something that we can't do. So at the end of the day, what does it mean? Asei Soras Chakeva? It means that even though you might not be studying tonight when you're watching the college football game with Rabbi Mirzov, well, maybe not with me, but you're at the end of the day, you're following the Torah. You're trying to listen to a shir instead of listening, you're trying to do two things at once. At the end of the day, you go to the kosher marketplace, you don't cut off the guy in front of you. That's Torah. Torah doesn't mean that you're just learning. It also means that you're following the Torah. If you look at page 3, I always remember, there's not many Tosas that I know by heart. I don't want to know this whole Tosas by heart. But I know part of the Tosas by heart. Tosas is dealing with the question, what's the difference between when you make one bracha of a osik b'torah in the morning, and the difference of when you make when you every single time you go in and out of your sukkah. We know that when it comes to sukkahs, every single time you come for a different meal, you have to make a new bracha. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's not like we learn in the morning. You went for a good run. You went to work, and then you work at night and you learn at night. You don't have to make a new bracha. So Tosos says, if you look in the Tosos, he says, when you make that bracha, it's not just a bracha that's getting you to be able to learn Torah in the morning. The lashon of Tosas, it's pattering the whole day. It says Tosas, so then what's the difference between that and sukkah? Because on sukkah you come in, you come out, you have a different meal every single day. The yeshlomer deshaini Torah. Torah is different. She'enu miyayish daito d'chol sha'adam mechuyiv lilmo d'chsev yigisabo yomam v'layla v'hevi kemo yoshev kol yom v'lo hefsek. So Tosas really says that even at the end of the day, I think what Tosas is saying, he says even if you're at work, you're still fulfilling Torah. And there are those who say that you should try to be thinking about Torah. I think at the end of the day, to be able to do your job, making sure that you're doing your job right, that's also Torah. But what Tosu is saying is that you only make that bracha in the morning, but the rest of the day is following through. Meaning at the end of the day, you're not just, making a new bracha, because you make a new bracha, that's showing that there was a hefsek. The fact is that there's only one bracha the whole entire day shows us that our entire day is focused based on the Torah. And Navodis Yisrael, on page 4, the Kushner Tzermaget actually says that so beautifully.
So what you said is,
Asei Tosa Keva. Exactly.
That's what it is. So you don't need a new bracha.
You don't need a new bracha, exactly. But Tosas is really referring to Talmud Torah, but I wanted to bring the Tosas in to show you that's exactly why it doesn't say Talmud. So the Navodis Yisrael says, if you look at the second parish, he says that on the 4 lines down, 4 lines up in the bottom, he says, "Rak tzarech lios she'atoro talmideo darche Hashem v'haderech asher yelech pa." The Torah is supposed to be the guide to be able to show us how to walk, how to daven, how to act in the store, how to drive, how to be normal people. K'mo she'onu mevarach and melame Torah l'mo Yisrael. What does that mean? Melame Torah l'mo Yisrael. She'atorah milamedos osam. The Torah teaches us. Torah teaches us whether we know it or not. When a person learns Torah, it has a great effect on our midos. And if the Torah doesn't have a great effect on our midos, then it shows us then the Torah wasn't really Torah. It was more of intellectual gymnastics, as my Rebbe likes to say. So far we saw three ideas. We saw from the Pre-Chaim Azlachev that it says, Asei Torah Secha Keva. It doesn't say, Asei Talmud Torah Keva. Because at the end of the day, when a person has a Torah life, it's not just about your Torah study, but how you live your life. If you live your life as a Ben Torah, if you live your life as a Bas Torah, it's not only when you're learning Torah, when you're in shul, it has an effect on your entire life, on how you act and how you speak. Naturally, what Tosus is saying, that at the end of the day, we only make one bracha in the morning because it really potters up the whole day. Just wanted to say also, what do you say, Rabbi Ben?
For example.
Yeah. Don't, if you guys ask me lumdus, don't ask me about how this applies to Osi Vimitsa Patzer Mimitsa. There's a whole sugya about that.
I'm wondering, like, let's say for example, I make a brush in the morning,
yeah,
right? And let's say I'm driving and I cut somebody off.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Seriously thinking. In other words, does that mean that I am not, as they say, holding in Torah in the
brush? I think everyone has to, everyone has to make their own.
Which means that I would have to make a brush of lots of different Torah. Let's say if I sat down.
Make a new bracha levatala, taka? I don't know. No. Yeah, the ma'isa, that's why I started wearing a hat. My wife doesn't like the way I drive. I'm always bringing up my wife in the shir. My wife, she hates the way I drive. So now I always drive with a hat on, just so I don't make any chilul Hashem. It happens to be she's a much better driver than I am. But yeah. Yeah, exactly. When someone sees that if a Jew is cutting someone off, and you know, it's very important to be able to know what it means that we're representing the Rabbanu Shem everywhere we go. So now I just want to talk about the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah says, "And more ma'at v'hasera beis." So I didn't give you the. I apologize. I didn't give you this, but he says an amazing thing to Kedushas Hamagid, the Avodas Yisrael. He says, "What does it mean to be say little and do a lot?" He says it's like a chasid shavur. And more ma'at, if you say little and you're humble. You don't start showing off and bragging about your new car and your new mortgage and you paid off this mortgage and that mortgage. Then you'll be zocha to v'aseh harbe. Then you'll be zocha to do a lot. He says, if a person has humility, if a person has anava, then a person has v'nashi karvel kol tiyaz, or the Tzadik HaKohen says, when a person has humility, then psach b'sor secha. Then a person's able to have Torah. Then he's able to do a lot. And more, but it starts with how you speak. If you speak a lot of everything that you do, then it's for nothing.
Could also be simply if you talk a lot, you don't have time to do it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're schmoozing, you know you're so busy. You don't have anything. You don't have any time to work. But I think his message exactly. His message was at emor ma'at. If you say little, you're humble. At the end of the day, then you'll be zocha to do a lot. And he says, if you look at page 5, I've been quoting this in the past few weeks for Rav Avadya. This is Rav Shechter's favorite sefer on Pirkei Avos. So he says an amazing thing. Emor ma'at v'aseh bei. Says, you know, when it comes to Avram Avinu and Ephron, they were the exact, they fit in very perfectly to this Mishnah. So what did Avram say to the three malachim, the three men? He says, come, ve'echu paslechem misadu libcha, let me give you a little bit, the three lines down, let me give you a little bread. What happens? He makes this whole lavish meal, whole shmorg, with the cutting board, and with the cattle, and it was an amazing thing. It was with the chaylev, it was an amazing thing. Because tzaddikim, say a little, but do a lot. But Rishayim, what do Rishayim do? They say a lot, they do very little. It says, if you look at the end of the paragraph, 5 lines up in the bottom, it says, by Ephron. What did Ephron say in front of the whole town square? Right? We know the whole thing happened with Avram and Ephron, for it's in front of the whole town. So Ephron was very chashuv. Look at Avram Avinu, who's coming to me. Avram, you could have it for free. Take your cave. It's yours. I want you to have it. But what ended up happening? He took 400 shekel, and he says, maybe someone can help me translate this line. I don't know what this line means. Not only did they take 400 shekel, Shalom wrote to the Kabbalah Stam Shkolim, Ela Kuntrim Ha'ovrim the Socher Bechol Medina. Anyone help me on that last line? What was he saying there? He was asking for bigger money. He was asking for bigger money. So says Rav Avadya, Avram Avinu offered little and did a lot. And what did Ephron do? He offered a lot, but when it came down to it, what happened? Not only did he do nothing, he did terrible. He was big talker, big talker, and then he ended up doing nothing. I saw a great quote from the Avos Yisrael, the Vishnitz. You have a Vishnitzer Enoch here. So he says here, the tzaddikim do so much, but always say they have done little. The tzaddikim don't show off, but Rishayim, even when they have done nothing, they claim they have done much. the end of the day, what are we talking about? Do we have to tell every single time we get a compliment from someone, we get a comment from our boss, a comment from here, a comment from there? Or sometimes it's good to tell your wife so she gets nachas. It's good to tell your kids. But at the end of the day, do we have to run and tell every little thing? Maybe it's good just to be able to stay, keep it internal. If you go to page one, I went a little out of order. Perm's in the air, Lamaisa. Well, it's not in the air. It's coming. We're about a month and a half away. 60 something odd days, something like that. So, if you go to page one, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Because if you look at the Baal Mamer of our Mishnah, it's Shammai. Shammai is saying, V'hevim Kabbos, call them a sefer panim yafos. Shammai, usually Hillel's the one we know from Chazal. Hillel's the one that's a little more personable. He's a little more patient. We know, famously, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Alef Aman Alef, that the Nachri comes to convert. And what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Shammai pushes him away. And Hillel says the whole thing about whatever you don't want you done to you, don't do to anyone else, and the whole Torah is the rest of the explanation. So if Yaakov asks a great question. So he says, if Shammai is the Baal Mamre, and we know from the Bar Danura says that when the Tana says something, it's not something that they just said, it's something that who they were, it's something that they lived by. How could it be that Shammai says, V'hamekabas called him a sefer panim yafos? The Gemara in Shabbos is a great raya that maybe he wasn't so personable, he wasn't so cheerful. Says the Rav Yaakov, such a beautiful pshat. If you go to page 2, it says an amazing thing. Just for time's sake, we're going to say it outside. Rav Yaakov says that at the end of the day, really, Shammai really was always very happy to see everyone. He always had a sefer panim yafos. But what was going on here? He says, you have to look at the context going on in the Gemara. What was going on with this ger? He says that this Nachri, it was in the middle of a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara says in Brachas al Chav Chesem and Aleph, whether you're allowed to have a student come in who's not Tocha Kabaro. The person's not so, what is the translation for Tocha Kabaro? He's not so sincere, genuine, right? So at the end of the day, this person, says Rav Yaakov, he wasn't such a regular, he wasn't coming to really give, he was just trying to play games. Shammai really was a person who had a lot of anava, who always saw the good in others. But here, this person, he was in the middle, of machlokas of Tocha Kabbal. You know, only Rav Yaakov could be able to say that was the historical context of what was going on. I thought that was a very, very nice shot. So now just be able to close, connecting to the parsha, really bringing up this whole Mishnah together. So what is the beginning of the Mishnah? Asei Soratzo Keva, and more Malavasei Rabbe, and then greeting everyone with a smile. How does it connect? So I think it connects very, very, very well. When a person learns Torah in a real way, a person learns Torah to get closer to Hashem, it has an effect on their midos. If you look at page 6, the old aria we quoted of Label Katz, I was actually carrying around the sefer in Miami on Sunday, two Sundays ago, and I met someone who, he's his postig. So he says, you like the sefer? He gave me his number. It was very special. Turns out the number was in the sefer, but okay. He says that on this week's Parsha, you can use this at your Shabbos table. I'm always looking forward to Shabbos. He says that if you look at the beginning of Sheni, when the Torah starts counting up the Shvatim again. So it says, Shevet Ruvin, with Shevet Shimon, it says, Eila B'nei. Eila B'nei. Only once it gets to Shevet Levi, does it say, Eila Shemos B'nei Levi. Shemos, but it doesn't say Shemos by Ruvin or Shimon or the rest of the Shvatim. It only says names by which Shevet? Shevet Levi. Says the Shla, Dafka, why did Shevet Levi only, does the Pasuk only say Shemos? It only says the word names by Shevet Levi and not by anyone else. Because we know famously from the Chazal that Shevet Levi were the only Shevet that were not enslaved. They were not in the middle of the Mitzrayim. Aaron and Moshe were able to go back and forth. There's a famous Rabbi Yonasan Apshitz on that. We'll say it quickly now. Why is it that Shevet Levi didn't get enslaved? Because the astrologer saw that the leader was going to come from Shevet Levi. Right, Paro's Chevra saw they're coming from Shevet Levi. So what did Paro do? He said, Shevet Levi, you're good. You don't have to come. We want you're going to be okay. But Paro's wrong. Because at the end of the day, even when a Jew sees someone else suffering, it still very much affects them as well. And Shevet Levi says the Shlom, he says he dafka named his children after what their cousins were going through. Gershon, Kahas, Merari. Those are all Lelshons of Gershon, of being pushed out. Kahas, knocked out. Merari, of bitterness. Dafka Levi felt the pain of their brothers. That was the whole essence of a Jew. Essence of a Jew is we learn Torah to be able to get closer to Hashem. But more importantly, we learn Torah to be able to get closer to each other. When we learn Torah, we're not just doing something to connect us to Hashem. When we learn Torah, we become better husbands. We become better Jews. We become better friends. We become better fathers, better grandfathers, better kids, better people. That's the whole essence of I think, really think, that's the whole connection of the whole beginning part of the Mishnah. Seis horas hakeva, and then they have a mikabas called the Mesever Panim Yofos. Just to be able to see this, how he sees in last week's parsha. So Moshe goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, which name should I tell them? Go to page 7. Which name should I tell that is coming to redeem them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eya Asher Eya. The name that I shall be what I shall be. So the old Ari says an amazing thing. He says that we know Eya is Gematria 21. He says if you look at the Gematria of Avram, the Rashi Tavos, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it's also Gematria 21. And then he says an amazing thing. He says also the Rashi Tavos of the Chamishei Chumashei Torah, Bracious, the Elishemos, right? Beis, Vav, Vayikra, Vav, Vaidav Hashem Moshe, for Sefer Bamidbar, and Eil HaDvarim, the first letters in each one of the Sefer Torah are also 21. So he wanted to say that at the end of the day, that what does it mean to Eya Asher Eya? Show the Jewish people who they are, that we're all one. Klai Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, the Zohar says that we're all one. When a person learns Torah, get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also a lesson that we get closer to each other. Just to be able to end off with the Maaser of the Baal Tanya, the Baal Tanya Zorta this week, from Chof Dalet, I think. The story goes that the Baal Tanya was learning, and a few rooms away, that his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, was also learning. And in between those two rooms, there was a baby. I'm not sure whose baby it was. So there was a baby crying. What happened was, the baby was crying. The Baal Tanya stood up and be able to go and help with the baby. Maybe give him a bottle, a blankie, whatever it was back over there. So Baal Tanya saw that Tzemach Tzedek, that his grandson, didn't get up. So the Baal Tanya asked, Nu, did you hear the baby? The Tzemach Tzedek said, no, I was really engrossed in the learning. I didn't hear. Says the Baal Tanya, if someone is studying Torah and fails to hear a baby's cry, there's something very wrong with his learning. Says the Baal Tanya, if someone's studying Torah and you fail to hear the baby cry, there's something very wrong with his learning. At the end of the day, we should be zocha, as Reb Chaim Brisker says, the person who closes a Gemara because he must perform a chesed, his Gemara is still open. Reb Chaim says, the person who opens Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, his Gemara is still closed. Our Torah should dafka be to help us get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get closer to each other. We should be zocha, Bez Hashem. Have a great week, everyone.